second hour of the Mike McFeely Show kicks off here on KFGO. When I saw the tweets going out and the press releases going out, I, in all honesty, was kind of surprised, if not shocked, when I saw that Shields Arena in Fargo, and no offense to Shields Arena or anybody there, but I guess I never put two and two together that Shields Arena would be hosting an NCAA regional. But that was the news today, was that the NCAA Men's Hockey Regional in 2015 has been awarded to Shields Arena in Fargo. It will be hosted by UND, the nearest school. They'll be the host school, but it will be held in Fargo. To tell us more about this pretty exciting news, actually, I'm not even a hockey guy, and I'm excited about this. I want to bring in John Crum. He's the general manager of Shields Arena here in Fargo. Hello, John. Congratulations. This is a big deal for Shields Arena in Fargo, isn't it?
Yeah. Hi, Mike. Yeah, it absolutely is a big deal. We're thrilled to be awarded the host site for the NCAA Regional Hockey Tournament.
So how did this come about? You must have worked in conjunction with UND pretty closely on this, and give us kind of the walkthrough here.
Yeah, it started about a year ago, right at the end of last year's regional, where we met up with UND and also Ralph Engelstad and started talking about, would we have interest to be in the host site and what would it take to get that here? From there, it was just three groups working together in conjunction to get the bid submitted this summer. And then you see what happened today. We got awarded that. And without those two partners, it would have never came together.
Well, and answer the question I think that's burning in everybody's mind. If UND is the host, and if the Ralph Engelstad Arena put in a bid to host this, then how did we in Fargo walk away with this? What can you tell us what happened there?
To my understanding, the NCAA normally does not host at the school's host venue, meaning UND's playing at the Ralph. They normally have not done that for regionals. They want a neutral site, and that's where we became another host site for them. But UND has to place the bid on behalf of us.
Okay.
And that's how it came together.
And you probably don't know this, or you do know this, but the conspiracy theory out there is, of course, John, not to take away from Shields Arena, but South Bend, Indiana got one of the regional sites, and of course that's the home of Notre Dame hockey. So that's one of those things out there. But be that as it may, this is a big thing for Fargo. When does all this start ramping up? When do the tickets become available? When can people start buying tickets? When does the whole shebang start really rolling?
Well, everything gets ramped up right away at the start of the new year with meetings and setting up stuff with UND. And what that is identifying what the ticket information will be, what is the price on it, what are on-sale dates. Those have not been set. What has been set is we'll be the host site, but we have not done all the due diligence yet on the ticket price and when they can go on sale.
John Crum, General Manager of Shields Arena, our guest of the Mike McFeely Show. The cool thing is, and it's, I guess it's an obvious cool thing, but if UND does make the NCAA tournament next year, 2014-2015, they will automatically be placed in Fargo. And that's likely to happen because UND has a great hockey program, and so that means that UND is likely to be playing their first-round NCAA games right here in Fargo, which is going to guarantee an awfully large crowd at the Shields Arena. It's going to be a packed house, John.
Yeah, it's going to be a packed house, and, you know, we're rooting every bit for UND. The history will tell us, you know, more than likely they're going to make the tournament, mm-hmm. and that's what we're pulling for. But what a venue, what an atmosphere that's going to create. You aren't going to be able to find a seat, much less a standing room spot in this building if they play here.
How many tickets are going to be made available? Because I think the largest crowd that you've had there is a little bit over 5,000 people, if I'm not mistaken. Are you going to try to cram every person you possibly can into this arena?
We are. We're going to look at standing room only options. We're going to look at every possible seat we can make available to really drive that capacity up. We're even looking at, can we have spots in the building that you can watch the game, but maybe you're not out there watching it live on the ice, just to get people here, because that's all part of the atmosphere.
No, it is. And so are there any changes to the arena that might be coming in anticipation of this? You guys have a nice run here, having some nice events there, but this is going to be an awful lot of people jammed in there. So are there going to be any, you know, structural changes or infrastructure changes, John, that we need to talk about?
Well, there could be. You know, we'll look at some of the different power requirements we currently have and what we need to host the NCAA regional tournament. Does it make sense to make those permanent changes versus temporary? We're looking at some additional seating changes. Again, should those just be temporary or permanent? These are the things we'll look at. We'll be looking at, you know, shuttles that we run, or is there ways to even increase our parking spot currently to make sure we have enough capacity? So there's multiple meetings that we'll have over the next couple of months. And the nice thing is we have 14 months. So we have this off season to identify and really work towards those. But that's the planning that'll start right away.
Can you imagine, and I don't know if the NCAA would do this, but could you imagine if the NCAA placed Minnesota and North Dakota in the same regional that year, if both of those teams made it, you could possibly be looking at a Minnesota-UND regional right here in Fargo. That'd be, you talk about a ticket in demand. You talk about people fist fighting for tickets. I think that'd be it, John.
Yeah, I agree. We've talked about that here. I'm sure the NCAA has talked about it. But for them, what better could you have for a regional? A sold-out crowd, just ecstatic about hockey. And I think after last year's regionals, that's what people saw. They want to see that at that regional level.
Well, and right. And the one that UND went to last year in Michigan had some very small crowds, like crowds of 3,000, no atmosphere. And so that's not going to happen this time around, John. Shields Arena is going to be a hopping place, right?
Yeah, absolutely. We look forward to it.
All right, John, thank you. Thanks for coming on again. Congratulations.
Hey, thanks a lot.
Yep, you bet. John Crum, general manager of Shields Arena.